The FCC enforcement log is copyright 2002 Rain, all rights reserved. The Federal Communications Commission is solely responsible for its content.
Good morning, Hap. This is Darrell Duckworth with the Federal Communications Commission. It's the 9th of July, 2007, and this is the amateur radio enforcement log. Donald Ellis, KB0TVP of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, has received a warning notice to refrain from using the W0MXW and the K0RGR repeater systems. The Commission will initiate enforcement action for failure to comply, which may include revocation, monetary forfeiture, or modification to restrict the frequencies of operations of the license. A similar warning notice went to William Wesley, Jr., AF4GC of Newport Richey, Florida, to refrain from using the W4FLG repeater system. Also noted is his license expires October 21st. Renewal will not be routinely granted unless the matter is resolved. Oscar Resto, KP4RF of San Juan, Puerto Rico, has received a directive to resolve repeater interference to KP4IA by July 1st. He must resolve the interference problem through remedies he proposed or comply with the frequency coordinator's recommended frequencies. Failure to do either will result in the loss of automatic control privileges. N9ZHW, Mark Ubaney of Kaukauna, Wisconsin, has been asked for information concerning operation on non-amateur frequencies and to clarify the mailing address of his license. And finally, a warning notice for unlicensed radio operation went to Tennessee Steel Haulers of Nashville, Tennessee. Information before the FCC indicates that one of their drivers was operating on 28.085 MHz without a license. Operation of radio transmitting equipment without a license is a violation of the Communications Act and subject to fine or imprisonment, as well as seizure of any non-certified radio transmitting equipment. That's the amateur enforcement log for the 9th of July, 2007. This has been Darrell Duckworth, NN0W.